South Carolina legislation that would create a tracking system for sexual assault kits is receiving bipartisan support. Those kits are part of an exam used to collect forensic evidence after a sexual assault. This comes after North Carolina implemented a sexual assault kit tracking system in 2018. WFAE's Claire Donnelly reports.
South Carolina is struggling with a problem that exists nationwide, a backlog of rape kits. The state law enforcement division has about 1,330 untested kits, says spokesman Tommy Crosby. But he says the statewide number is likely higher because that number doesn't include the four other labs in the state that can test kits on behalf of law enforcement. The total amount is probably closer to 1,800, says endthebacklog.org, an advocacy group aimed at drawing attention to rape kit backlogs nationwide.
In a lot of cases, like here in South Carolina, victims have no idea where the kit is. So the rape kit tracking system is one of several efforts aimed at addressing the backlog of rape kits.
That's Democratic Representative Gilda Cobb Hunter. The House unanimously passed her legislation last year that would require the State Law Enforcement Division, or SLED, to create a system to keep track of rape kits. It cleared a Senate subcommittee this month, and Cobb Hunter says she's optimistic that the full Senate will pass the measure. In North Carolina, survivors can see their sexual assault kit status and location by plugging a serial number into an online portal. SLED has been in touch with North Carolina officials about how the state implemented its tracking system in 2018. The South Carolina legislation would also allow medical facilities that perform the forensic exams, law enforcement agencies, and prosecutors to track the kits' locations and status. For WFAE News, I'm Claire Donnelly.